Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great godfather of soul, James Brown, bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with us. Nicole Galinas is our guest. G-E-L-I-N-A-S is her last name if you're Googling her. Nicole is the Searle Freedom Trust Fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She's a contributing editor to City Journal. That's Manhattan-Institute.com, right, Nicole?
Yeah, .org.
.org, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Manhattan-Institute.org.
And then city-journal.org as well. Okay,
yeah.
So both of those. Her book is called After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. Folks, you need to read this book. It'll inform you. It'll scare you a little bit, but we need this kind of... Nicole, we need Americans to become invested and in the real issues of what's going on right now. Don't we need to have America look at Greece, what's happening in Greece, what's happening in Portugal, what's happening in some of the other countries over there, and overlay those things writ large. Those are writ small in terms of America, but you take that you take Greece and write it larger, and you've got America basically, don't you?
Sure, because what's going on over there, it's not so much Greece itself, it's what the rest of Europe is doing with Greece. You're going through these contortions to pretend that Greece did not borrow too much and that it's not going to default. They've
right.
been doing this for a year now with bailout after bailout, now pushing the next decision off until September because they want to take the summer off from these negotiations. And they're having the ratings agency say, you know, look, no matter what, how you slice it, if they don't pay back their bonds the way they were supposed to, that's a default. And so,
right.
once again, you have more lenders. In this case, it's German and French banks mostly, but they are insulated from the results of their bad lending. These banks should have to take their losses. That's the only way they'll know in the future, don't lend.
The only way capitalism works, folks, here's what we have to remember, Nicole, and you know this. Capitalism is an imperfect system, but it's the best system we have. But it only works, and when I say imperfect, what that means is that mistakes are made in capitalism. But it only works when those mistakes have to be paid for, when those mistakes there's a cleansing process after the mistakes are made. That means that the chips fall where they may, and the marketplace cleanses itself, and it moves on better and stronger. We're not letting that happen right now, are we, Nicole?
No, and the problem is, what do these large lenders learn, not only large lenders, but lenders of all sizes, if you lend money to a Greece or to an AIG or to a Bank of America, you won't lose any money.
Right.
So you know, there's no concept of free market.
And that's the essence of too big to fail, isn't it?
Exactly. So, you know, it's no different than Fannie, Freddie, than large financial institutions, Citigroup, all the rest of them. And we keep hearing that free markets caused the financial crisis, but the truth is that government intervention in these
That's
free
right.
markets really for
That's
a quarter
exactly
of a
right.
century. Yeah, exactly.
There's no question. You're exactly right. So, folks, when you hear politicians complaining about the marketplace, you know, they need to be looking in the mirror, don't they, Nicole?
Sure.
And when you have things like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that were, it was implicit that the government was going to bail them out, people were giving them money left and right because they thought the government was behind them. And as it turns out, that's pretty close to what happened, isn't it?
Sure, and certainly not just them, all of the large, nominally private sector banks
right.
as well. The problem with Fannie and Freddie is not so much them themselves, it's that they are just like a lot of the rest of the
right.
financial institutions. So you still, you know, once in a while, although not often, you'll hear some Republicans say, oh, we're going to privatize Fannie and Freddie. Well, that's not going to work unless you deal with the rest of the financial system, too.
Right. Well, you know, Nicole, a lot of people will say this is no different from what's been going on for 100 or 200 years. But have you ever seen it so blatant? Have you ever seen the collusion between Wall Street and Washington so blatant as it is right now?
Well, I mean, I would say, you know, collusion would be between two private actors. In this case, we know where the blame lies. It's if a company takes advantage of the government, whose fault is that? That's the government's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Government is sending out signals, and companies are only rationally responding to them. If they don't respond to them, they're going to lose money for their investors.
Right.
You know, it's no different than if you have the government say, we're going to subsidize corn production, or we're going to subsidize windmills, or we're going to
So you're saying the place to start is government, and I agree with you. And folks, there's an election coming up in a year and a half. We need to be paying attention to these things. Nicole, thanks for being here. Good job today. Nicole Galinas, ladies and gentlemen. After the Fall is her book. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.